This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four members of a Central California family who were kidnapped earlier this week have been found deceased. Merced County Sheriff Vernon Warnke.
We are still working. We've got crime labs coming in from Department of Justice, and we are going to be most of the night processing the scene.
At least 66 clinics in 15 states have stopped providing abortion since the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The number of clinics providing abortions in the 15 states dropped from 79 before the June 24th decision to 13 as of October 2nd. That's according to the Guttmacher Institute, a research group that supports abortions. Law enforcement agency ICE has been hindered by the Biden administration for doing their job, as the federal government appears to be turning a blind eye at the invasion at the southern border. Texas Congressman Michael Cloud on Fox News is pushing legislation for security at the border and inside the country once illegal immigrants infiltrate the country.
There's this 287G program that allows local law enforcement to cooperate with ICE to make sure that these criminal aliens are off the streets. But what we've seen under the Biden administration, again, is not just doing everything they can to aid and abet cartels and their illicit activities, but doing everything they can to inhibit law enforcement from protecting their communities.
President Biden surveyed the devastation of hurricane-ravaged Florida on Wednesday, promising to marshal the power of the federal government to help rebuild. Ukrainian forces have broken through Russian lines on two fronts during vicious counteroffensive in territory Russia's president recently declared to be a part of Russia. Ukraine is recapturing territory with remarkable speed, but may have a narrowing window to gain ground because of winter moving in. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our United Nations Secretary has accused China and Russia on Wednesday of enabling North Korean leader Kim Jong-un by protecting Pyongyang from attempts to strengthen UN Security Council sanctions imposed over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. In May, China and Russia vetoed a U.S.-led push to impose more UN sanctions on North Korea for their aggressive behavior. Another Hollywood bigwig is being accused of assaulting women.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles announced Wednesday that veteran producer Eric Weinberg was arrested Tuesday on multiple charges, including sexual assault and false imprisonment. Weinberg is best known as co-creator of the hit TV show Scrubs. Prosecutors say from the 1990s to as recently as 2020, Weinberg used his position in Hollywood to lure young women to photo shoots, where he assaulted as many as five victims, but investigators say they believe there are many, many more. In a news conference Wednesday, L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon said no one is above the law.
We will hold anyone who commits such acts accountable, no matter what your job is, your wealth, or your privilege.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The DART spacecraft that intentionally hit a space rock to see if it could alter its trajectory now has a debris trail 6,000 miles long. Data is still coming in to see if it worked for future dangers to Earth. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, she is back. I've missed her sincerely. Betsy McCoy, a constitutional scholar with a PhD from Columbia University, a public policy expert, former lieutenant governor of New York State. You know, I bragged about her so consistently over the years because she taught me so much about Obamacare and all things political. And Betsy, it's good to have you back with us. I've missed you.
Thank you. You know, your show is a public service, really.
Oh, it's very kind. Yeah, well, I appreciate you. Well, we've got lots to catch up on here, and one of the things immediately I wanted to address was a column that you just wrote about, and that is why schools aren't telling parents what their kids are being taught. What's going on here?
Well, it's clear that the major reason is the dominance of the two big teachers unions. In some parts of the country, it's the AFT, American Federation of Teachers, and in other parts of the country, it's the NEA, National Education Association. But no matter where you are, the teachers union has a very big political agenda. In fact, if you were to sneak into one of their annual meetings, there would be absolutely no discussion at all on how to teach little Joey how to read, how to teach little Mary Beth how to do arithmetic, any of the pedagogy that used to be the major focus of teaching. Now those teacher unions are discussing how to bring back reproductive rights in a red state, or how to fight climate change, or how to elect Democrats. That's it.
Yeah, this is amazing. It's about indoctrination, no longer about education. That's quite clear. And parents' eyes were opened up quite wide and shockingly during COVID. I guess we can be grateful for that pandemic because it did open our eyes to some reality, and especially as it related to our kids, Betsy.
Well, exactly, because parents were home watching their kids do these Zoom lessons, which really weren't lessons at all. You put your finger right on it. It was indoctrination instead of teaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now we're seeing, even though some of these teachers, I mean, we even have the military saying they're not teaching CRT, and then we see videos where they are, so they're just flat out lying to us. They're teaching kids things that are sexually inappropriate. They should not be addressed in school, but their attitude, when you hear, you know, people like Terry McAuliffe and some officials even out of California is just saying that, and teachers unions saying, well, the kids belong to us, they don't belong to the parents. I mean, where did that come from?
What could be more preposterous, right? Of course the children belong to their parents, and parents should be playing a major role in what their children are taught. And when you walk into a classroom, you shouldn't be seeing pride flags and Black Lives Matter, excuse me, symbols. You should be seeing the ABCs across the top of the blackboard, the
exactly.
times tables down the blackboard, maps of the world. learning tools, not indoctrination tools.
Yeah, I mean, the idea, Betsy, when you and I went to school, the objective was to teach us critical thinking, you know, give us some knowledge, but then also open our minds up to where we could ask appropriate questions to advance our knowledge and understanding, right?
That's right. And now I hear from parents all the time that anything questioning this liberal orthodoxy is not welcome at all in the classroom. Kids are very intimidated about what they say. They're afraid they won't get a good grade if they disagree with the teacher in any way. I hear examples of little children in third, fourth, fifth grade being sent to the principal's office because they use the wrong pronoun.
Exactly.
Kids in the class who wants to be a boy instead of a girl or vice versa. Naturally, the kids are confused, the other kids in the class. But can you imagine being punished for such a, I won't even call it a mistake. It's
right.
Just a lapse in political correctness.
Well, I mean, this is all purposeful, just like, I think my heart still breaks for that one father that was so upset in that school board meeting there to report that his daughter had been raped because, she was 15 years old. And, the school's policy was that if you were gender fluid, you could use any restroom whatsoever. Well, this individual used that restroom for a protection for a guise in which to attack this man's daughter. Now, he's the one that gets arrested because he's, very upset in a school board meeting.
He's affected by this terrible incident.
Right, exactly. And then so the idiocy of this whole deal is that they say, okay, fine, we're going to take him out of the school. They send him to another school, and he does the same thing all over again. I mean, this is genius, isn't this?
I'm laughing because, parents have to get more control of the local school districts. When you look at the amount of attention given to the elections for president, elections for governor, elections for senator, even state lawmakers. The fact is the most important races are these school board elections. And the unions want you to think that they are, quote, nonpartisan. They want you to ignore these elections. In many states now, they've been moved from November election day to sometime in May or June with the hope the turnout will be even lower. But these are the elections we need to win. This is the real battleground. And I say to Republicans, if you want to win back suburban mothers, these are the elections. This is where
exactly.
To start.
Well, and you bring up something here, and I hope people are connecting the dots here, and that is that you have to look into the pipeline that leads to the teachers. What is coming down the pipeline? How are these would-be teachers being indoctrinated?
Well, look at the education schools, and I have long been an advocate for inviting people who didn't graduate from these education schools but are real experts in their field, whether it's chemistry, biology, physics, mathematics, geography, to teach in the schools because these schools of education have become schools of indoctrination.
Right. Exactly. Well, and this is also what's contributing to the mass exodus of people leaving public education and turning to homeschooling and private school alternatives because parents are realizing that this is not good. It's not healthy for their children. And here we are, Betsy, with all the money that we invest in education in this country. And what's our ranking? What are we, 27, 28 or something like that?
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking. We are not giving our young people the skills they need to compete in a global economy. We're turning out kids that are indoctrinated in the latest political lingo, but really don't have a grasp of mathematics, for example, which is essential to succeed in the future. Whether you're in the science and STEM fields or not, you need to know mathematics.
Exactly. And you're going to tell me that these other countries are focusing on pronouns and sexual fluidity?
Absolutely. And certainly not in the military. What's happening there is outrageous.
Yes.
Have you seen the promotional videos?
Yes, exactly.
People to enlist in the armed services. It's enough to scare most kids away from enlisting in the armed services.
Well, and here you are, when you consider what the military is all about for national security and safety. Again, I can't imagine Vladimir Putin putting his military forces through a pronoun-sensitive course of study.
No, he's teaching them how to lock and load faster.
Exactly. It's just that simple.
That's what he should be doing.
Amen to that. Betsy McCoy is with us. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from her right after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're fresh and independent Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we're talking with Betsy McCoy. Betsy is the former lieutenant governor of New York, a public policy expert, and one of the things consistently when Betsy was on routinely with us, and we're going to get back into this routine because we love having her insight and balance here, her perspective is so needed, was she always had told me, Bill, you have got to be your own advocate when it comes to health. People have, you know, surrendered the obligation and the responsibility of their own health advocacy. And we saw again during the era of COVID what's going on. And Betsy, I mean, even in California, Governor Newsom just signed into law something that's going to be quite injurious for the people in California. I'm real concerned because I got four of my kids and my grandkids still living there in California, where they're going to put pressure on medical professionals to say, look, if you say something that we don't agree with, we can put your license into jeopardy.
Yes, it's very, very serious. Political correctness has invaded medicine. And it's so bad now that there are hospitals where the decision on to whom to allocate scarce resources, like ICU beds or beds in the cardiothoracic unit, are being made not based on medical need, but on which patient comes from a low-income neighborhood. It's a proxy for race and ethnicity. Can you imagine deciding whether somebody gets an ICU bed based on that patient's zip code?
Exactly. No,
Where those things aren't going on, it's mm-hmm. so important for patients and their families to be aggressive advocates, particularly after COVID, because, Bill, one of the biggest risks going into a hospital is contracting one of these hospital infections. You've heard these names, MRSA, Staph, C. diff, VRE, Candida auris. These are killer superbugs, and they only live in hospitals. Primarily in hospitals. Mm-hmm. But when you go into a hospital, you have to know what to do to protect yourself. And the risk of contracting these has gone way up since COVID. When I say way up, doubled and tripled in some cases.
Wow. Yeah, this is incredible. And Betsy, this is a passion of yours that you're participating in RID, a national educational campaign to empower patients and caregivers to stop the scourge of healthcare-acquired infections. RID committee to reduce infection deaths, right?
Yeah, come to our website at hospitalinfection, that thing you don't want to get, .org. And we have a 15-step regimen. It sounds like a lot, 15 steps. It really isn't. These are simple but scientifically based steps you can take to reduce your risk of getting a hospital infection. Here's one that you probably haven't heard. If you're going to the hospital, don't shave. Don't shave your face. Don't shave your legs. Don't shave anywhere.
Right.
Because shaving creates nicks in the skin like a welcome mat for bacteria.
Right. Yeah, this is the thing that people, you know, take for granted, and that is our skin is, you know, the way God has designed us. I mean, it's a wonderful defense, and how easy, you know, just like you say, you know, oh, you think, okay, I'm going to the hospital, I shave, and then you create a nick, and now you've got an opening, you know, from the barrier that God has given you, your skin, which is a natural defense, and you've compromised it. That's a good idea.
That's another
right?
one. The most common infection of all is called C. diff, or Clostridium difficile. And believe it or not, this is an infection that patients more or less give themselves, because in the hospital, the surfaces, like around the bed, the call button, the TV clicker, the over-the-bed table, the bed rails, they're all invisibly contaminated with this spore called C. diff. And if this spore gets in your mouth, it makes you extremely ill. So the key is make sure that you don't touch any food with your hands until you clean your hands very well. You don't want to swallow that C. diff spore. So if somebody brings in your food tray, clean your hands first. If someone brings you a box of cookies, clean your hands first. And I say to anyone who's visiting a loved one in the hospital, forget bringing candy or flowers. Bring a canister of Clorox bleach wipes and a pair of gloves and wipe those surfaces around the patient's bed. You could be saving their life.
Betsy, Betsy, help our audience understand. I mean, we do hear about infection. What kind of numbers are we talking about here, the kind of infection that takes place?
100,000 people, and that's a minimum because there's a real undercount, dying per year from hospital infections, infections they contract after they go to the hospital. This is one of the largest causes of death in the United States. More than auto accidents, more than breast cancer, more than AIDS, hospital infections.
Wow. Why have we not heard about this before?
Well, the hospitals certainly aren't advertising it, correct?
Of course, right.
But at one time, it was a real secret. When I launched RID, Reduce Infection Deaths, back in 2004, no state required hospitals to disclose their infection rates, but we've worked hard and now 38 do. If you come to our website, you can actually learn how to find out which hospital in your own neighborhood has the best infection rate.
So dealing with infection not only requires you to be aware going into the hospital, while you're in the hospital, and even post-care, right?
Absolutely. For example, when you leave the hospital, don't bring a lot of stuff home with you. If someone gave you a stuffed animal or a bouquet of flowers or, you know, any little memento and it's been sitting in the hospital, don't bring it home. Chances are it is covered in the same infection-causing bacteria that make people sick in the hospital. It's hard to get rid of these bacteria. You don't want to bring them home. And, of course, if you visit someone in the hospital, take your shoes off before you walk into your home because the soles of your shoes will be heavily contaminated with that bacteria.
This is really common sense, Betsy, and you're doing such a service for all of us and our listeners, and I can't thank you enough for this because, you know, this is just something, you know, it goes back to what, you know, I find myself saying, and I say it to the kids, you just don't know what you don't know, and what you don't know could be lethal, right?
In this case, these are lethal superbugs, and hospitals should be doing a much better job of cleaning. The number one predictor of who gets a hospital infection, it's not your age, it's not the sickness that brought you into the hospital, no. The number one predictor is what room or what bed you're assigned to, because if you're placed in a bed and a preceding patient, even 3 weeks before, was in that bed with an infection, you have a very high risk of getting it. That patient was discharged, but their germs were left behind, lingering on that bed rail, on that mattress to make you sick.
Is RID keeping a count of hospitals that have a propensity to promote these infections, or at least, to allow them to occur? Go ahead.
Right. Yes. And as I said, the data are very clear. If you come to our website, we will show you how to find out which hospital in your area has the best or lowest infection rate. Because now in most states, 38 states, the hospitals have to report their infection rates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
And I'll also tell you, there's another organization with whom we work often. It's a fabulous organization called LeapFrog, leapfroggroup.org. And they have hospital ratings on their website, too, patient safety hospital ratings, and they are excellent.
Right. Betsy, also in the column, you mentioned don't neglect oral care. We got about a minute and a half left here, so let's address that. Go ahead.
Now, that's particularly if you're going into a long-term care facility. And I don't when I say long-term care, I don't mean months or years, but say you're going to stay a week or two. And that often happens. You go to the hospital, you get a new hip, a new knee, or you have cardiac surgery, and the hospital says, well, you're not quite ready to go home, Mr. Jones. We'd like you to stay over in this long-term care facility for a week and get your strength back. Well, the infection rates in those long-term care facilities are even higher than in hospitals. Mm. And one of the things you need to make sure when you're over there is that you get very good oral care, that you brush your teeth every day, because if you don't, bacteria forms a hard shell in your mouth, and then you breathe in that hard shell, and it causes pneumonia.
Exactly. Well, Betsy, before we wrap things up, remind everybody of the website.
Come to our website, hospitalinfection, that thing you don't want to get, .org.
Dr. Betsy McCoy, a former lieutenant governor of New York State, a columnist for the New York Post. Betsy, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Take care.
I enjoy talking with you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by T-Mobile. For years, the wireless industry has made switching providers way too hard, keeping customers locked in. 65% say it's a hassle to switch, which can take hours. We don't have time for that. T-Mobile is taking the pain out of switching. Introducing Easy Switch in the T-Mobile app. Now anyone can switch to T-Mobile in just minutes from the comfort of their couch. You can keep your phone and your phone number, save hundreds, and get the best 5G network. Simply download the T-Mobile app and switch to T-Mobile with an unlocked eSIM-capable phone. T-Mobile is also taking the risk out of switching networks with Network Pass. You'll get 3 months completely free to experience T-Mobile's network in all the places that matter, where you live, work, vacation, and everywhere else. These bold moves are made possible by T-Mobile's nationwide 5G network, the largest, fastest, and most reliable in the U.S. Where can viewers go for more information? Visit T-Mobile.com or download the T-Mobile app.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four members of a Central California family who were kidnapped earlier this week have been found deceased. Merced County Sheriff Vernon Warnke.
There's no words right now to describe the anger I feel and the senselessness of this incident.
A suspect is in custody and the Department of Justice is assisting with the investigation. Law enforcement agency ICE has been hindered by the Biden administration for doing their job, as the federal government appears to be turning a blind eye at the invasion at the southern border. Texas Congressman Michael Cloud on Fox News is pushing legislation to help protect you.
What we've seen under the Biden administration, again, is not just doing everything they can to aid in the dead cartels and their illicit activities, but doing everything they can to inhibit law enforcement from protecting their communities.
Thursday night football tonight, Colts at the Broncos on Prime. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, this month is National Protect Your Hearing Month, and audiologist Dr. Shelley Borgia is here to talk about the rise in tinnitus and hearing loss. A recent survey found that less than a quarter, 22% of Americans take precautions to protect their hearing. 81% of Americans don't get their hearing checked annually. Ear-related issues are more common than people think. In fact, 50 million Americans suffer from some sort of tinnitus, a condition that manifests as a ringing sound and is often accompanied with hearing loss. Dr. Borgia, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So how can we take better care of our ear health?
So just a few little things that you can do during the day to protect your hearing and avoid conditions like hearing loss and tinnitus. The first thing is simply lower your volume. We are wearing earpods and earbuds more than ever today and in and outside the office. You just want to make sure that you're listening to a safe level. So a good rule of thumb is 70 or below is a safe level. Anything louder than that can be potentially harmful. And you can check out your settings on your smartphone to gauge where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Another great tip is to wear hearing protection. Bring your earplugs with you when you know you're going to attend a great concert, or you're going to be on a construction site. Protect your ears.
Mm-hmm.
And another way you can protect your ear health is through healthy eating habits. Often my patients don't realize the impact that their diet can really have on ear health. And it's really important to make sure that you're getting a balance of vitamins and nutrients that are essential to your ear. And like you mentioned before, with 81% of people do not check their hearing annually, schedule your annual hearing test. You know, we make time to schedule our and prioritize our annual physical, dental appointments. It's really important to schedule your hearing test. Take the time to talk to your doctor about ear health habits and discuss ways to mitigate symptoms if you're experiencing conditions like hearing loss or tinnitus.
Yeah, there's so much that contributes to hearing loss. Just as you're saying, I mean, this is the first time I've ever spoken with anybody that included, included diet in terms of, a solution. And now you're saying tinnitus, or because I'd always heard it as tinnitus, but I guess I want to say it correctly. Is it tinnitus?
They're both correct. Tinnitus or tinnitus.
Oh, it is.
They're used interchangeably.
So we're a tomato kind of couple here right now. Is that what we are?
Yes. Yes, we are both saying the same words correctly.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Okay, thank you. Now I can go to sleep at night and not worry about it because I'll wake up late in the morning and go, what is tinnitus, or, and drive myself nuts because I just have a way of doing that to myself. But like you say, probably, I'm sure sleep probably contributes to good ear health as well, right?
Of course. You want to make sure you're getting proper rest. And let's say you do experience some buzzing or ringing at night, which tinnitus can be heightened at night. You want to make sure that you use some type of sound therapy, sound machine. Have your brain focus on external sounds instead of the internal sounds.
Now, has there been a study? Okay, I'm sorry. But no, real quick, I was just thinking about the environmental noise. I remember Neil Diamond years ago. This is probably before your time, so you don't remember this song, but it was called Beautiful Noise. And I think it was recorded, part of it was recorded outside a window in New York, where you hear all the sounds of the traffic and the noise of the day and that. And I'm wondering if the environmental sounds have increased to such decibels that that's creating some ear issues as well.
Absolutely. That's one of our largest concerns. I'm sitting here in my office in New York City with all the traffic noise as well, and I make sure that I have hearing protection in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy because you're in your office, doors are closed, and of course, whenever I'm talking to somebody in New York, we also get the occasional sound of sirens, from the police department or the fire department down the streets as well, because those tall buildings just echo that sound and just even intensifies, the decibel level, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So if you just take into tips like lower the volume, protect your hearing, maintain a healthy diet. If you feel that you're not getting the nutrients you need, I always like to recommend supplements. I mean, I'm really excited to consult with Lipoflavonoid because the brand I always recommend to my patients is a number one doctor recommended ear health supplement for ringing in the ears. And it combines lemon, bioflavonoids, other essential nutrients to really help support your ear health.
Exactly.
And they just found really great relief with it.
Have they figured out what causes tinnitus? I'm gonna use your word, okay?
Okay, yes. We'll be on the same. Well, tinnitus. What causes it? There's a few causes. It could be simple ear blockage, like ear wax that needs to be removed. Mm. It could be some type of congestion or inflammation. And it could be a symptom of hearing loss. So the best way to try to prevent and avoid tinnitus would be just to protect your hearing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you find it interesting, it seems, according to the study, that, I mean, generally as we get older, everything is, you know, unwinding and falling apart on us. So, you know, having ear issues can be a challenge for some of us seniors. But from what I understand, there's an uptick in younger patients. Now, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier with, in terms of the music and earbuds and, you know, I guess you can say the kind of the attack on our hearing. I mean, with all these sounds that especially the young kids, you know, put directly into their ears with these earbuds.
Absolutely, and that's why it's really important to look and track the level that you're listening to, and the smartphones allow you to do that. You can see then your average listening level and how loud and how long you're listening to this music matters. So we can avoid damaging our hearing system by just turning the volume down and being mindful and aware of our hearing. And it's never too early or never too late to learn these tips and protect the hearing that you have. Doesn't matter how young or old you are.
Well, Dr. Shelley Borgia is the founder of NYC Hearing Associates, specializing in treating patients living with tinnitus or inner ear ringing. Shelley, real quick, where can they go for more information as we wrap things up?
Yes, for more information on lipoflavonoid and managing and preventing tinnitus, please visit lipoflavonoid.com.
Dr. Borgia, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. You're great.
There you go. Hey, don't forget, this month, October, National Protect Your Hearing Month, and Dr. Shelley's awesome to give us this great information, things probably you hadn't even thought about, but, you know, it's interesting how our hearing is pulverized by environmental sounds, you know, the sounds of the contemporary culture, you know, and, you know, as she said, those earbuds, all having an impact and all causing problems here. So, you know, a great bit of information. If you want to hear this again and share it with family members, by all means, go to the website at BillMartinezShow.com. Check the archives. It'll be right there, Dr. Shelley Borgia, so you can enjoy it at your own command and at your own convenience, huh? Why not? That's what we do for you. So, you know, great to have you along. We're coming up next, we've got Dr. Ted Baer, movie guide. Yes, movie guide is going to give us a rundown on some, you know, great new movies. It's always fun to talk with Dr. Ted. Also, hey, what did you think about, you know, the poor guy that gets the baseball? You know, from Aaron Judd. I mean, he gets his baseball. They're saying it could be worth about, you know, about $2 million. And, of course, you know, you say words like that, and guess who comes out? It's the IRS. And, of course, you know, hey, they got guns, they got bullets. And, you know, soon, if Joe Biden gets his way, 87,000 more new ones. So they're going to be looking for some low-hanging fruit here. So, oh, man, I'm telling you, you know, hopefully, you know, he gets some good counsel here as to how to deal with him, but certainly the IRS is going to be all over him.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. We also want to check out Dr. Ted Baer right now, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, and we've got his latest reviews to talk about. Hey, Dr. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm talking to you, and that makes Wednesday better because otherwise I'm just swamped by all the problems that everybody gets every day.
Yeah, well, we talk about Wednesday, but of course, this airs on Thursday, so we'll just pretend that your Wednesday is your Thursday and your Thursday is your Wednesday, however way you want to make it work. But every day is enjoyable whenever I'm with Dr. Ted.
If you were in Tasmania, that would work, where my son is and has his retreat, and he has a lot of Chinese young people coming in, and he witnesses to them, and they stay there. And every other night, he gives them a dinner and talks to them about the gospel. And then they come for the cherry season, and then the Germans come for the apple season. And he does the same Germans and French and Europeans, so he does the same thing. So every 2 days, he has a big feast and helps them to know the Lord. Of course, he's got 9 children. So and they all came to see Lily when she was about to die. They were here a month before she died and a month after she died. So everybody said 9 children, because we've forgotten the good of children. And, I woke up that morning. I've been doing for 3 or 4 years, because Lily's remover of her bladder, uterus, and everything else, I had to do all the work. And the 13-year-old was doing the dishes. And I said, no, that's my job. And Eve said, no, I'll do it, Grandpa. And then the 11-year-old was doing the cleaning the tables, and the 9-year-old was vacuuming, and vacuum was bigger than they are. And they were all, down to the little one, were doing something around the house. So after that, I went to Germany to Oberammergau, because we'd planned to do that. And we passed all these empty farms, and I said to my friend, why? He said, well, they can't hire labor. I said, well, they used to have children. What did they do?
Right.
They stopped having children. And Oprah Winfrey, you say the children are a plague. Well, she's an idiot. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Don't call anyone idiot. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's frustrating sometimes when, you know, you come in contact with things that just don't make sense. I mean, they're just, and sometimes our lips can get ahead of, and our tongue can get ahead of it a little bit. But we've all traveled those roads ourselves. We've been less than brilliant moments, but by the grace of God, here we are. And because of God's grace, we realize how much more the journey we have yet to travel. And we just cling to his mercies that come every morning. We're so grateful for that. I appreciate that, Ted. Let's talk about this one movie. Oh, no, I was going to say real quick before we transition here is that tell your son that we need to come out and do this show remote, and we'll do it there, and we'll have a Taco Tuesday. We'll do tacos for everybody on a Tuesday or something, you know, and just, and maybe the nine kids can pitch in. I'm in with you. Okay. All right. Just saying. Okay. That, now that that, yeah, well, good. Hey, I'm there. So we'll make that happen. We'll bring everybody. We'll bring the Chinese. We'll bring the Russians. We'll just have a great time, everybody. Just because we can. Hey, let's talk about Lyle Lyle Crocodile, the movie.
Well, you know, it's a fun movie. The people that my daughter loves it. And, you know, she's in her 30s and she has two kids. And it's a boy has just gone into middle school. He's moved to New York City. And I understand his concern because I lived in New York City when my father was on Broadway for years. And as he's living in his little house, he hears noises in the attic, and he finds a crocodile. And he's got he's carrying the neighbor's cat, and the crocodile eats the cat, but he tells him not to, and the crocodile gives up the cat. And when he ends up being pursued by a thief, it's New York City. You know, this is it. Mm. He's pursued by a thief, and the crocodile defends him, and they become best friends. But he's got a crocodile in his attic, and the grumpy neighbor finds out about it, and you know. So it's a fun children's fantasy movie that we gave 4 stars and a +2, which +2 means it's very wholesome and worth watching. Yes. No obscenities. This is amazing. Wow.
Yeah, because crocodiles don't cuss. That's why.
Yeah, they don't cuss. They don't have to.
Yeah. You see, what's happened now is everybody's going to want a crocodile in their attic. You see, it's amazing how that will spread. All the kids are going to go look for their attic. All I want for Christmas.
Do you know that for many years in L.A., for about 60 years, there was an alligator farm? These were supposedly trained alligators. I mean, you and I, everybody's gone to Florida and seen an alligator farm and all that. But these were trained. So there's pictures of them with these movie stars, you know. They're riding on the crocodiles, they're petting the alligators are American, crocodiles belong in the Nile. And, you know, all of this, and I'm going, wow, who allowed this? The government today would never allow people.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yes.
20 alligators surrounding them.
Yeah.
So Lyle Lyle Crocodile is not so weird considering that L.A. had its little alligator farm, and people were playing with the alligators, which I would not do, by the way. I would not do it.
Yeah. Well, you see, today, the Democrats would only allow it if Republicans were riding the alligators, okay? So we know there's always exceptions, you know. But, hey, all kinds of fun. Star Trek. We got, Star Trek Strange New Worlds, huh?
Yeah, and Spockamuck is a funny episode. You know, Spock has a fiance, Deepling, and he wants to get to know her better, and he uses the Vulcan mind mold and they have changed identity. So now he's in her, really getting to know her. I mean, this is what, you know, but it all goes haywire, and they all have tough problems. They have to figure out this new humanoid race that they have to deal with, whether it's siding with the Romulans or the Klingons, who I hope everybody knows those are the villains. So it's fun. It's probably better than most, and it's got positive reference to Christmas. Any positive reference And, you know, many years ago, Gene Roddenberry, I hired him for a project at ABC. So he was a friend. So it's nice to see. And he grew up a Christian. So
yes,
it's nice to see a reference to Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent. You know, the Vulcan mind mold, I mean, that's maybe that's the new salvation for marriage. You know, that would probably eliminate the divorce rate if we all did Vulcan mind molds, right?
Yeah, I
just kidding.
Say this
about God has the right prescription, though. But go ahead.
When I married my wife, she went to Rice Architecture School, and she was brilliant. She was in Time magazine and on the cover of Mademoiselle. And anyway, she said, I didn't learn how to type, so I wouldn't be a secretary. And I said, I didn't learn how to cook because I didn't want to be a wife. But, no, I didn't say that, by the way. That's not in your show. Forget it.
Just something you thought, that's all. But that's okay. We'll make sure that gets eliminated. What about the Instant Dream Home? We got about 3 minutes left here, Ted.
Oh, 3 minutes? Well, it's wonderful. And it's, you know, they've been trying for years to build their home. This is a pastor and his wife, and they're a Christian couple. It's a very Christian episode, Instant Dream Home. Not every episode is very Christian, but it's incredible. And this team, Instant Dream Home, comes in, 200 people, and gives it a 24-hour, you know, building. If they have to even put in the floor, there's no floor. So it's exciting. Can they make the deadline? And it's fun, and it's Christian, and so it's a beautiful, beautiful. And many years ago, we did the same thing with another. We gave an award to another one of those makeover shows, which was absolutely terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, this is amazing. 4 years in one day. And, you know, and of course, when you see these transformations and, you know, the power of teamwork, of people coming together, united for a purpose like this, it is heartwarming. And plus, when you see the expressions of the people on their face when they see their new dream home, huh?
I agree. I think it's absolutely wonderful. But being married to an architect, if I came into the room and it wasn't what I wanted, I couldn't say anything anyway. So don't worry about it.
Well, because they're perfectionists. And we love perfectionists. We do. You've got an article at Movie Guide. Covenant Eyes responds to privacy violation complaints. What's happening?
Well, Wired magazine is a miserable magazine anywhere. And, you know, it's shame wearer. It's Covenant Eyes is a friend. And people join Covenant Eyes, and the daughter of the owners, and I saw them in Michigan last week, and Wired just attacked them ruthlessly. People join Covenant Eyes voluntarily, and what it does is, you know, it gives you somebody to talk to if you're addicted to pornography or whatever, and helps you get over it. And I think that's wonderful because I've spent many years teaching cognitive development theory and media literacy, and one of the people, you know, complained about them, so the left decided we're going to attack them. And, of course, as soon as they were attacked, they were pulled off Google. Their whole ministry was destroyed. But they, you know, the owner had this problem, so he had a wonderful way of dealing with it. It's somebody you can talk to, somebody who can say, look, I went off the deep end, this happened to me. And if you've got that propensity or addiction or whatever you want to call it, it's a great group. And there are many people in society that have that propensity. Now, I'm a little simpler. I have a propensity toward food, so that gaining weight is my thing. But there's nobody to call when that happens.
Right.
So there's no covenant for the fat problem.
I get that. Well, you can read all about it. And Dr. Ted, we thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you for putting up with me. I appreciate your putting up with me. Thank you.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck
Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.